This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
That never stops, although it does feel as though we're getting closer and closer to whatever the next hurdle is. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how you doing in those parts that are near, far, and everywhere in between? Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk to Nancy Spencer, who has a fascinating career as a midwife. And I never thought, what would that be like? So super healthy women that can deliver babies that way. And she's delivered like over 6,000 babies. I mean, she's there for the beginning of life. Can you imagine what that's like? So we're going to chat with her. Also coming up, what did Joe Biden have to say, the president, about all this commotion about Cuomo and whether he should resign if the harassment claims are true? Nobody came forward on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week to say that Cuomo had grabbed their cheeks or said something inappropriate or asked if they date and they date old men or some of the things that we've already heard. But the Democrats are lining up their ducks to, I think, sail off into another direction and separate him from the rest of the quacking that's going on. I mean, seriously, he is getting hammered, and every single time he says, wait for the investigation, wait for the investigation, but things keep leaking out that I just can't imagine that every bloody one of these allegations is false. However, I do believe in innocent until proven guilty, so we'll see. And speaking of round and round, Donald Trump really got nailed for policies at the border. But what's interesting now is President Joe Biden sent a direct message to potential migrants hoping to enter into the U.S. You know what he said? Don't come. Two words, don't come. So why? Because there's a surge of unaccompanied minors at the U.S.-Mexico border. And there's criticism from Republicans over the situation. So once this president, Biden, took office, he stressed the importance of immigration reform. And the House, of course, is set to take up two immigration bills that would create a pathway to citizenship for undocumented people who were brought to the United States as children and farm workers. And now, though, because of that stance, because of what happened in his inaugural speech, the message is clear, get to the border fast, because this president wants us over. And that's what the people are saying in translation, loose translation, that they're motivated to come because of his stance on immigration. So now he says, we're sending people back who crossed the border. So they're saying, spread the word. This president is not saying, crash the gates and come on in. So it's a massive surge, too, of kids. Lots of kids. So this is ripe. I mean, this is an easy thing for Republicans to swing at, of course. And that's what they're saying. I mean, as of this past weekend, more than 4,200 unaccompanied children were in short-term holding facilities. 4,200. So now the rollback of the immigration policies bit this president. And one of the things that a congressman said from New York I agree with, and he is the ranking member of the House Committee on Homeland Security. His name is Congressman John Katko. He said cartels know when to exploit the southern border. They're doing it now like masters. And he's right, because they're playing us. Once you had a transition of power and you had campaign promises of rolling back the hard stance on immigration, it became a free-for-all. And, of course, there have been surges at the border over the last couple of years. It's not like there hasn't been any of those. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is saying, because she's the question-and-answer woman at the White House, that's what happens when you're the press secretary, she said the administration is facing a big challenge at the border, and they're using every level of federal government to help address that. You know what that means? Let's read between the lines. It's just as bad for us as it was for them, because you got people stuck in nowhere man's land. And what do you do? What are the optics on that? And what about the people who are trying to escape cartels, the people who just push their children out because for fear of what's happening to them in some terrible areas? That's not every situation, but that's certainly some of the situation. We wouldn't kick off a show without talking about the weather, would we? Of course not. So severe weather. What is it this time? It's not Denver and the big snow dump or Cheyenne, Wyoming, none of that. Instead, large hail, damaging winds, possibly strong tornadoes. That's what's in store. So long track tornadoes are possible. And what does that mean? Long track tornadoes mean the kind you see where you're at home, wherever you are, or you're listening in another country, and you go and you look on whatever it is, your device, your search device, and you see these giant funnel clouds that don't quit. They just keep coming towards you, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So there's a big risk for overnight tornadoes. And you know, when it's dark, it's tough to see a tornado on the ground. That's when they're particularly dangerous. And so the timing of the storm is kind of all over the map. Kansas, Oklahoma, central Texas, northeastern Texas, strong storms. It's going to include parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. When I see red on any map, it's never a good thing. And the poor people in Jackson, Mississippi, oh, I feel for you. They're dealing with a water crisis there, and now they are the reddest spot on any map that I've seen. The threat of the tornadoes and large hail is one of the biggest spots for it right now. Winds 60 miles an hour. Yeah. The funny thing, isn't it, about rain and hail? It's little pebbles, and if it's rain that's on again, off again, it's neat, right? You look out the window, whatever, it's fine. But when it becomes this horrific thing where almost anything could get sucked up into a funnel cloud, ooh, it's tough. And how many people are prepared to take cover and know how to take cover when suddenly you have those pop-up tornadoes? Coming up, the latest on Cuomo and COVID.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Wait and see, please. Let's see what this investigation yields. But like I mentioned at the top, I mean, he's the governor of one of our biggest states in the country. Look, you look at California and Newsom under fire, Gavin Newsom, the governor there, trying to fend off a recall movement. And then you look at Cuomo, what happened with the underreported COVID deaths in from nursing homes, and then right on the heels of it, this allegation of a handful of women with different connections to him in various places where they had worked with him or for him, and the things that happened. And he's saying, I didn't do anything. I'm sorry if it was taken the wrong way. I'm that person. I'm a hugger. I'm a hugger. So naturally, it is easy to just pile on, right? And I read an opinion piece today by somebody who said from the Washington Post, her opinion piece was, please, Democrats, don't turn Andrew Cuomo into another Al Franken. And it was Helene Olin who wrote the piece, and she talked about New York State politicians stepping forward to plunge the knife, as she wrote, into Governor Cuomo, that it feels like, at least the state's political scene, murder on the Orient Express. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, senator from New York, they say he should quit because of the sexual harassment allegations lodged against him. The head of the New York State Senate says the same. So do a massive majority of the state's congressional delegation. But here's the one thing that's happened. What do you think the people are saying? New Yorkers don't agree. At least some. According to a poll released Monday by the Siena College Research Institute, half do not believe he should resign. They still say they haven't decided whether the governor is guilty of sexual harassment or not. So what she's saying in her column is by going after him, plunging the knife into his back before the investigation is through, it's like Al Franken, the former Minnesota senator who became a martyr to political correctness, gone awry. And she says, this is exactly the wrong thing to do. So he's trying to ride out the scandal. I mean, he is. She's saying that. We're all saying that. I mean, you look at it, it's pretty obvious that he's trying to do that. And some say it's reckless and dangerous just to say, push him off the platform because, boom, why? When we don't know. We don't know what's going to be turned up. And I would say, all right, so you have these full investigations and inquiries. Let them play out. But, you know, they could go beyond the sexual harassment allegations and the nursing home problems. I mean, who knows where this takes us, the Cuomo saga. Is it a distraction during the pandemic when the fear is, okay, right now, we have a lot of people vaccinated, and the feeling is we're coming out on the other side of this. However, when you get to that point where it is a plateau, sometimes you see the surges. 72.1 million have been vaccinated. That's the number of people who've gotten one dose of the vaccine, Moderna or Pfizer. That covers almost 60% of the prioritized population and 21.7% of the total population. So is it the time to push him right out of office before that all wraps up? I mean, here's the question. Honestly, anyone listening to my voice right now, I don't care what you call yourself politically, like no label, a label, Republican, Democrat, whatever you call yourself, is he so much of a distraction that why? Wouldn't it be better if he just resigned? I say it's better if he resigned because I do feel, I really do, and I will eat my words if I'm wrong about this. I will eat crow on the air, sort of. I mean, well, some version of it anyway. Use your imagination. We're all virtual in this world. But I do think in this case where there's smoke, there's got to be a little bit of fire. And especially based on everything I've read from everything that's being said. And by the way, what I've read, not necessarily slanted. I would say not slanted, in fact. Just give me the facts. Who, what, where, when, and why. And peeling through all of that, it just doesn't look good. So I would say they better get some giddy up with the investigation. That's what has to happen. That has to happen. So I mentioned the amount of people that have been vaccinated. And boy, we really look at West Virginia as the state to copy if possible. And I say that because they use the community so well. Bravo to all of you listening to us in the great state of West Virginia. The pharmacies, the way they lined it up, got people in that wanted to be vaccinated. Now, granted, there are people who are vaccine hesitant. Some who are working in the prison system, some who are military. A lot of military people don't want to be vaccinated. I don't hate to throw a whole blanket over everybody because I know there are people that are getting those vaccinations, but there are definitely people that are hesitant to do it. Still, it goes to the amount of the population and to the potential of that herd immunity. Talk to the people in Sweden and Italy and France, where it's gotten so bad it's like ghost town again in their major cities, because the cases have spiked so much, and the fear over AstraZeneca, that shot, because some people got blood clots, and even though they're being told it's safe, a lot of people do not want to get that. In the United States, 536,000 people have died. That's from Johns Hopkins University. That's where we get those statistics. That's out of 29.6 million cases. Worldwide deaths, 2.67 million out of 121 million cases. So there are big concerns about our big cities. And is Cuomo too much of a distraction? George Stephanopoulos did an exclusive interview with the president, and here's what he said as to his position, and that's what he called it, in fact, on Cuomo and stepping aside.
Here's my position. It's been my position since I wrote the Violence Against Women Act. A woman should be presumed to telling the truth and should not be scapegoated and become victimized by her coming forward, number one. But there should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
That's what's going on. So, well, it's a we see. Wait, attitude. Sitting on the fence on that one. And I think that's how that plays out, no matter what pressures are applied. I'd be stunned if I woke up in the next couple of days and, in fact, Cuomo resigns as the governor of New York. I think if he says he's going to ride it out, and he doesn't say it that way, but he says, you know, wait and see what happens with the investigation, I think that's exactly what he will do. I have to mention this story because it's too big not to kick this in before we go to our interview with Nancy Spencer, who you're going to love, by the way. But two people have died in Southern California because of this wild fireworks explosion. I can't believe in this neighborhood more people weren't killed. But it happened on Tuesday after this explosion in Ontario, California. Picture this, you're in your house. There is so many fireworks, commercial fireworks in this home, that it feels like an earthquake goes off. People are just blowing up the phone lines with 911. And there were people in the house who were able to get out safely. And the two people who were killed, there's some questions about who they were, and there's still notifications that have to happen. But it was like 3-4 explosions. And it was crazy to watch this. 50 firefighters had to respond to put all of that out. Wow. What are you thinking with fireworks? How many fireworks do you store in your house? Nancy Spencer, next.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump is urging people to get a COVID vaccination.
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Trump making those comments Tuesday night to Fox News. The former president's recommendation coming as Indiana and Ohio have become the latest states to announce they will open up their vaccine eligibilities. Indiana widened their eligibility to all residents 45 and older effective immediately. Ohio will begin vaccinating all residents 40 and older on Friday, with shots being opened to all residents 16 and older on March 29th. This is USA Radio News. A report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the result of November's presidential election. The report says that Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. Senator Ted Cruz says he's not surprised that Iran was working against Trump. A Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that they would want to defeat the candidate that puts so much pressure on them.
If you look at, during the Obama-Biden presidency, the worst foreign policy mistake of the entire 8 years of that presidency was the catastrophic Obama-Iran nuclear deal that put over $100 billion in the hands of the Ayatollah. The most significant foreign policy decision President Trump made was to pull out of that disastrous deal. So, of course, the Ayatollah wants the administration that is going to give him billions of dollars versus the administration that stood up and employed maximum pressure to cut off the cash.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Green room right now, and this time around on Author's Corner, she's written a book called Heaven in My Hands, A Midwife's Stories of Birth and Life. And she has seen a lot of birth and, of course, life, obviously. 6,000 babies delivered, something like that. Incredible. Nancy, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's a pleasure, Kate. Thank you.
So let's talk about your road to being a midwife and how that all happened. What happened?
Well, I finished my undergraduate degree at the University of Washington in English literature, of all things, and I had an opportunity to meet some individuals who were involved in the emerging natural childbirth process. And I met a physician who was old at the time. He had the only freestanding birth center in the state of Washington, and he agreed to teach me anything I wanted to know. It was delightful, and I spent a number of years working with him. And at the same time, there was a group of women. That was in 1970. And then in 1980, there was a group of women who formed the Seattle Midwifery School. And so I'd been practicing 10 years by then. But then I went to the school to fulfill the requirements of the law, and here we are.
What was it like for you, Nancy, with the very, because I said the numbers, you know, 6,000, it's a crazy high number, of course, with the babies that have been delivered, but the very first baby, what was that like?
Well, that was almost accidental. I was at Dr. Gold's clinic, and a friend of mine was in a very long labor. And so Dr. Gold left the clinic and to do some errands, and she decided that was the moment to deliver. and it was just wonderful, just magnificent and impacting. And that, I guess you say that was the first, that was the beginning. And it kind of went from there.
Yeah, you were. There's no question. You were hooked. This is your passion, and you certainly went in the right direction. You can tell. You can hear it in your voice. What are some of the misconceptions that people have about midwives and that whole process?
Well, I think the attitude that people have today has evolved tremendously in the last 40 years, 40 or 50 years. There have been midwives from the beginning. God loves midwives, and that's wonderful. In America in particular, the history of midwives and midwifery practice is challenging, but it's much more positive now. And there are a variety of types of midwives. There are a variety of different places where they practice, at home, at birth centers, nationally certified birth centers like mine is. Hospitals and so forth, and they're much better received, and it's positive for everybody.
So in your book, Heaven in My Hands, Midwife's Stories of Birth and Life, and you can get it on Amazon, and we're speaking with Nancy Spencer, what are some of the things that you, obviously we've talked about some of them, but what are some of the other stories or adventures that you want people to know, or you wanted to put in the book, I guess, is the best way to put that.
Well, the book came about in order to convey to people positive and uplifting stories of normal, healthy people having extraordinarily wonderful experiences. There is a great deal of fear in all avenues of life, it seems more so every day. But childbirth, particularly in the right circumstances with the right provider, with the right backup and so forth, can be the most magnificent experience of your life. And I wanted people to see that as a possibility. So while I'm sitting in the middle of the night laboring with women, you know, I wrote down stories of experiences that I'd had over the last 50 years. And my goal was to provide an avenue for joy and delight. Obviously, these kinds of stories involve women who are healthy and low risk. And that is the province of midwives. We take care of healthy, low risk clients. And when they fulfill that criteria, this is just the most wonderful thing that can ever happen to you. And I want you, when you're 90 years old, to be able to remember with joy and delight what your experiences were. And I find that people do that for everything that happens in our life. All of our big experiences, we collect pieces of it, and that becomes the whole experience. And
wow.
with respect to birth, I want you to be able to tell your children and your grandchildren, that was the best moment of my life.
So well said. And as you mentioned, when you look at now the attitudes that have changed, so are there more people out there going into the business because if you've got clients that are healthy and low risk and because the attitudes have changed, do you see this as still thriving?
Oh, absolutely. When I began practicing in this area, and I'm in the second largest county in Washington State, I was probably close to the only one who had an active practice who was known for the work that I did. But now there are maybe 100. There's a lot of midwives, and they practice in different areas, as I mentioned, some in the hospital, some in birth centers, some at home. And some, all three. So there are lots of midwives, and there are lots of clients who've decided this is for me. This is what I want.
All right. This book is a great book, as you said. What a gift. Heaven in My Hands, A Midwife's Stories of Birth and Life. Nancy Spencer, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. It was fun talking to you.
imagine being, you know, can you imagine a birth that way through a midwife? And from what I understand, as she described it, it's incredible. I've had a few friends who were healthy and were fortunate enough to do it that way. And while it made some people around them nervous, as Nancy was talking about, there was nothing to be nervous about, especially now. And these two friends were friends who have given birth in the last 5 years. So the education and the training for a midwife is similar to that of a nurse. And it's just a different practice, obviously, than if you go to a midwife birth center, et cetera, and what happens and caring for the mothers and all the support that comes afterwards and whatnot. But this is definitely modern midwifery, as they call it, has become really a big thing. I thought it was fascinating that they, you know, these certifications, et cetera, and how much it is offered. So when the decision is made as to what kind of birth, and which a lot of you fathers know you're involved in this too, in trying to decide, I mean, you know, there's all those jokes with the movies and having babies, give me the epidural, all that kind of stuff. But then there's people who just absolutely swear by water births and all kinds of things. To me, what is so amazing is, I mean, birth comes when birth comes, right? So every once in a while, we'll see this. I just saw this a couple of days ago where a couple was on their way to the, they were on their way to the hospital, and, yep, so sorry, baby's coming. This is going to be fast. First one, but doesn't matter, you know. You're kind of rolling dice and trying to figure out when that's going to happen. And the father pulled over. I mean, what's he going to do? He pulls over and helps deliver his child. And it was just wild to see their faces just beaming from, you know, from cheek to cheek. By the time then, they had gone to the hospital that was however many miles ahead of them, but there still just was no time. There was no choice. So that's exactly what that guy had to do. He had to figure out how to do it. By the way, speaking of children and young children, Moderna is testing its COVID-19 vaccine on kids that are age 6 months to 11 years. In some cases, what's happened is it's the child of a nurse, perhaps, that's gotten the Moderna shots, the two-shot thing, and they feel pretty confident about it. But the pediatric study will help them look at the potential safety and what that means for candidates in the younger population, because the people that are getting vaccinated, it's 16 and up. So if the studies are positive, they're saying junior high, senior high students could get access to vaccines in the fall, followed by the children of elementary school age in 2022. Boy, it sure does sound like when you look at the vaccine that this isn't a one-time thing, right? And I talked to somebody the other day. He's going to come on our show in a couple of weeks. He's a very busy scientist right now. But the conversation is absolutely that this is going to be almost like a flu shot, that you can expect to be getting it every single year. So, of course, the population with children, they respond differently to vaccines than adults. So running tests, they're expanding that now to see what the results are. And kids have sometimes much more robust immune responses. All right, coming up next, we're talking about eating food at home and what you're cooking.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. That's even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I think we all have memories of some meal that we ate or some meal that was cooked for us and how it made us feel and then what the meal was. There really isn't anything like a home-cooked meal. That's why I think there's restaurants that cater to serving home-cooked food. And for me, I talk about my mom was a good cook and my grandmother was a good baker. And when I think of the two of them, I can place myself mentally or visually in those situations where we ate some incredible meal. And Albert Young joins us, and that's exactly what his book is about, why we like our home food. And so much of that, as he told me off the air, is about experience. And he grew up in Hong Kong, came to the United States, and has had quite a journey. And food, home food, and that experience matters to him. Albert, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, welcome.
What was it that made you decide, hey, I'm going to write this down. I'm going to write this book about this experience. Why did you write the book?
Eating is part of our essential life. So if you know the basic principle of eating, that's very enjoyable, no matter it's casual food or a very famous food, right?
Right, absolutely, no matter what kind of food it is, I agree. And that's why I said I remember family memories of that, or even with friends. And you said something interesting to me. You got some kind of a degree or went to school about hospitality. And hospitality is part of eating. I thought about that. Tell me about that. What was that like? What did you learn?
We studied principle of food and principle of cooking, yeah. And then we learn how to take care of the food and how to cook it and how to serve the food. And we learn also purchasing management of the rest of the noi, quality and quantity of food and decoration of the restaurant, because when you go to a restaurant, you will attract it by its outside and inside decoration. And we learn marketing. And we have management practice in the college. How to run a food service.
Wow, how to run a food service. So do you think that made you a better cook and did it make you understand food better?
Yeah, of course. You know the principle of food, how to take care of the meat, how to take care of the poultry, how to take care of the vegetable. Yeah,
And so in your book, do you talk about that? Do you talk about why we like our home food, when you talk about the experience? What do people learn from looking at your book, from reading your book?
Yeah, you can learn some cooking principle. And I have some recipe there. It's really enjoyable. Yeah, for example, boiling seafood. Crab and shrimp.
You probably knew that I have shrimp in my refrigerator right now, so there is a technique to cooking the shrimp.
Yeah. You had how to store the food and how to keep the quality of them. Yeah, you learn how to take care of the meat or something. Some need a seasoning first, right? And then you have make it some need to fish it. You make fresh. You will taste better.
Boy, that's true about fresh food. I lived in Spain and everything was fresh. There was no saran wrap or aluminum foil. Every single day we had to go to the market. So it's interesting, and it's in different cultures, it's different too as well. Do you have a favorite meal?
French food is the best. The second is Chinese. USA, most of them are fast food.
That's funny. I was going to say that. I thought you were going to say pizza. And I was going to say, yeah, that's fast food. So that's part of it. Was it fun for you to write this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and because I like it. So people can have the choice to enjoy the food. Even fast food, they have VIP room for you, have a banquet or birthday party, something like that. Yeah. Very enjoyable. The whole you can enjoy the food with your family or friends and celebrate the birthday or wedding together.
It's
not expensive.
That's right. There you go. And you just nailed it. It's not expensive. So there's ways you can learn to do that. And that's what you can learn from reading Albert Young's book, Why We Like Our Home Food. Albert, thank you so much. You can get it on Amazon. It's interesting. He talks about, as he said there, talks about the safety of food. There was even a bunch of PSAs that I've heard on the air talking about being careful when you work with poultry, etc. And he talks about the dangers of foodborne illness in his book, and the diseases carried or transmitted to people by food, and whether it's due to cooking, holding food in the improper temperature, all that kind of stuff. And that was part of what he learned. But the prevention, especially of foodborne illness, could it be any bigger? Controlling hazards when you're going through the flow of food and looking at you know, how it's, how you're handling it and picking it up and how you're ultimately cooking it. And because if you think of the pandemic, especially how many people are cooking at home, 7 in 10 consumers are continuing to cook more, and 71% say even with the pandemic changing, they're going to continue to cook afterwards. I mean, that's a trend that may become a habit. And part of it is because you save money, right? You save money, you probably eat healthier, or maybe you don't, but you could eat healthier, I would think. You probably waste less food. And that's one of the things that this consumer market research firm, Hunter, was one of the things that they did some data on this with a new consumer market research survey, and they found that that's what the people responded to. They were wasting less food, like 58% of the households were doing that, and they felt good about it. They felt that they were altering their eating habits, and they were eating things that they enjoyed, and they were making food together sometimes, etc. And, you know, cooking at home could be a long-lasting trend. And what people are cooking may shift, too, because what are they introducing into the diets, etc., and how much food are they bringing in, how much are people are getting takeout, and that kind of thing. So I started thinking about favorite meals, and I asked Alex Knutson, our technical maestro for this show, what he liked to cook, and he said Mongolian chicken. So immediately the other says, well, let's fly him down to Texas. He needs to teach me how to make Mongolian chicken. I think for me, my best thing, honestly, is because I had a grandmother who really taught me how to make spaghetti and meatballs. For me, that was the thing. I think I do it really well. It takes a long time. It's sort of an all-day affair. So it's the real deal. Like, it's the sauce, or we call it gravy. It's the real thing. The one, because I'm not a huge dessert person, the one dessert I would love to try to make, I don't know how many people out there remember cornstarch pudding. Did anyone, if you've had it, you got to email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We start off this show, right, talking about Cuomo, and then we go all the way to food with Albert Young and talking about what it is you like to make. So I'm going to try that cornstarch. You know, I can't imagine, though, it's not fat-free. You have a third cup of sugar in it. You got a half a cup of cold milk. You have vanilla in it. And you have cornstarch in it. And I don't know. I hear it's not that easy to make, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try. Thanks, all of you, for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.